angry too. And what we need to do is we have a lot of power among ourselves here today. So I want to thank all of you for coming out and thank all of you for turning out your friends and for advertising this event and getting the word out about this protest. But this can't just be a one-day action. Protest is great, and we have to rally and, like, demonstrate our power together, but what we really need to do is to figure out a way of escalating this situation and to figure out, and what is escalation, right? We need to think about ways of taking buildings that could be permanent organizing spaces. Every general assembly we've had on this campus has cost the organizers upwards of $400, $500. The university charges us rent to even just operate and be students and organize, and that's unacceptable. So there's lots of things we can do. We can continue the struggle tomorrow. We can take a building today so that we can organize for that. All over the German-speaking world, students are engaged in the same struggle as you are here today. What they're protesting in Austria and Germany and Sweden is they're protesting the Americanization of their university system. All over the world, there are universities where students don't pay any fees at all. This is what the University of California system used to be run like. We didn't pay, we paid like $50 a quarter, all right? We need to think about ways of making the impossible demand for a free university. We need to hear everyone's voice in this matter, because this isn't an issue of organizers or people up here like me who are talking to you and preaching to you or telling you whatever. What we need is we need people to organize themselves, and we need to organize towards an end of really making this a difficult year. All right? We need to make the Regents and UCOP's lives a living hell.
I just want to say something real quick about the occupation word versus maybe what else we're talking about, and that's to fill people who weren't in the library over the weekend in on what happened there, which was not a couple of people with some locks locking themselves into a space. It was about 300 students deciding that when the administration went back on their agreement to let us into the library without repercussions, just went in and stayed and studied, which, as a graduate student, warmed my little heart. I think that sort of a model is what we're talking about here. Whatever the hell we want to call it. I think a space that is emblematic of what is significantly problematic on this campus increasingly is Classroom Unit 1 and 2. This is where these mega courses are held, where often you guys don't get TAs, you guys don't get sections. They're these massive, massive courses that are just alienating students by the 400s, 500s. That space, I would go sit in. Okay.
Okay, has anyone been keeping a list?
Right here.
What's it up?
All right, do you want to come up and read off the list of places that have been proposed so far? We're not closing it down yet. We're just kind of... Awesome. Thank you for your donations for People's Power. There's over $100. Thank you.
Okay, I don't know if I got them all, but I have a Kresge Town Hall, a dining hall, Classroom Unit 1 or 2, an administrative building, or the Porter Meadows.
All of the above.
Music Center.
And Music Center added to the list.
Dubstep Party.
Woo! Dubstep Party. Okay. Is there anyone else who wants to come up and offer a proposal? So mostly the proposals have all been about occupation or just taking, we can call it taking, taking buildings with our numbers.
Expropriating.
Liberating spaces. Woo!
One of my closest friends has been involved in the occupation of the University of Vienna, and one of the things that's enabled that occupation to go on for 3-4 weeks now is the availability of a kitchen space. So if we're thinking long term, like a place to make or prepare food, and like the facilities necessary to keep people in an interior space and kind of limit the amount of traffic in and out, carrying food around isn't necessarily the easiest thing, but preparing it in the same space would be a lot more workable.
With that in mind, Kresge College has a commuter student lounge adjacent to the Kresge Town Hall that has showers, restrooms, and a full kitchen with material to cook with. So that's a proposal for Kresge. And a proposal for what students should be demanding from the UC is transparency in the budget. We cannot see the budget. We cannot see the deficit. We do not have access to the plans of what they want to do with the 32% increase. And we have no access to the idea or to the plans of how they're going to keep increasing our tuition. So we need to demand transparency from the university. Hi, guys. I don't know if this has been proposed before or not, but what if we stop paying our fees?
Yeah!
I mean, they're doing all this stuff, but we're still putting money in their pockets. What, then the beginning of the quarter's coming up, another quarter? What if everyone stopped paying their fees? That would fuck things up for the university. I'm just wondering how many of us are getting on buses for LA and lowering our numbers. Can people raise their hands if they're going to LA? Alright, not too many, just checking.
Wherever we take, I propose we have a great fucking time there, and I got a homie with amps and DJ equipment ready to do it. So let's make this fucking decision and go make some fucking noise!
So I spent last year in France studying abroad, and for the entire second semester, the University of Grenoble, along with every other university in France and Europe, was occupied by students. They had massive strikes, they blockaded the university, and for almost 6 months we could not go to class. The one thing that actually worked and that got proposals through to the French government was having general assemblies, not just with the students, but with the professors, with administrators, and passing proposals. Yeah. Because students occupying campus, it wakes people up, but eventually it just pisses the administrators off. Yeah. The only way to get through to them is to really just propose things to them. Write documents, get them, just get them active. Talk to the people who are in charge. We can do stuff, but we can do more. We have more power if we work with the administrators than if we just try to do everything on our own.
I just want to follow up, actually, very much what you said quickly, and this thing I heard over there, someone said, let's talk about the issues. And indeed, we need to. That's the point of using these spaces. There's a lot of people here, and we need to hear voices, not just those of us who get up to microphones, smaller conversations, hard analysis, indeed, documents. We have to understand how these things work, but this doesn't just happen in one afternoon in an intersection. This takes drawing together all this knowledge we have or these experiences, people who are losing jobs or can't feed families, and it's for that reason that we need to think about taking spaces to use those spaces to have these conversations go on. Indeed, for weeks, this is how these proposals come out. This is how these proposals get taken seriously. And this is how General Assemblies aren't just places to plan other meetings, but they're places where we constitute as something that has to be taken seriously. So it's for that reason. I want to talk about the issues. I want to figure out the issues. I'm still muddling through, but we need everyone's help to do that. And to do that, we can't just stay here as it gets dark and cold. We can't just go home. We can't go home feeling, I protested and I feel good about it. and that's my activism for the week. These things do not get better unless we do not stop.
Bored as hell sitting here. We need to get a move on it. I say, let's go take Hans. I mean, pay the fees there, right? Let's go handle that shit. And if I hear minority one more time, I just might blow the fuck up. What are we doing, yo? Fuck the police, fuck the system, let's go!
It's good to see everybody out here today, but I also want to remind the students, which is a privileged opportunity out here in this university. It's a privilege in society to take part in this educational system. So we need to use that privilege to empower also our local community out here, outside of the university. Right now, they're proposing gang enhancements here in Santa Cruz County. Right now, the cops are coming down on young people of color in this community, and in Watsonville, and in Modesto, and in San Francisco, and Oakland. We have to use our privilege right now to go beyond just the university. It's not just about heights. It's not just about your tuition. It's about justice everywhere. If you want justice, the people of Oaxaca have to have justice. If you want justice, the people of Watsonville have to have justice. If you want justice, the workers, the marginalized community, the prisoners, we have to get the people outside of the prison industrial complex by using your privilege, your bodies. So put yourselves in the line.
Yeah. I'm here with Somay, a fellow student and classmate. And Somay, how do you feel about the turnout here today? And also, what's the importance of students joining this movement?
I think the turnout today was extremely significant. We got there to the base. I mean, we got to the bookstore, you know, and then before I knew it, people that really didn't seem like they ever had any interest were actually coming out and supporting us. And by the time we marched down, there was like a grip of people. And, you know, we really didn't have a set plan. And by the time we got to the base, everybody just kind of linked arms and created this open space, this kind of autonomous zone, if you will. And people were right chalk in the middle, and I think the significance of these actions are like historical at the base today. Just in the fact that we're actually acting in solidarity, we're actually planning on taking and organizing space, and these are people, we have power in numbers now, we're not afraid of that anymore, and I just think it's amazing. This is exactly the turnout I was hoping for, and everybody's here, and everyone's acting in solidarity, and this is really great.
Cool, thank you. Kayla, can you tell me a little bit about why students are here and your feelings on the protest?
Oh, yeah. Well, so obviously we're here fighting, you know, fees and pay cuts, but it's more than just that. We need to fight for unity. We need to fight for, you know, people of color. And there's a bunch of people running around who have privilege and are saying minorities, minorities, and stuff like that. But little do they know, they're just reinforcing the hierarchy, you know? Like, we need to start with people of color, working class, you know? People who are actually struggling instead, you know? Once it affects white people, no offense, all of a sudden something has to happen. So, obviously, we're out here together, and we're going to hopefully, you know, overturn that 32%.
Cool. Thank you, Kayla.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it.